And in celebration of National FFA Week, I'm joined by Bailey Hobaker, a former North Dakota FFA member who now is the agriculture instructor and FFA advisor at Stanley High School. And Bailey, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yes, so let's go a few years back and reflect on your first FFA memory. When did you first learn about the program, and why did you decide to get involved?
I remember when I was really young, my sister actually joined the FFA in Crosby, North Dakota, and we were living near Portal. So I remember her getting to go to all these events, and our family even got invited on a few. My parents would be the chaperones. And so I remember going to the Minnesota Twins Day with the FFA and just all of the collaboration among members. And I knew that was an organization that I wanted to be a part of. So in sixth grade, I actually moved to Stanley and went to school here. And so I knew as soon as the earliest I could, I wanted to join that organization.
And so Bailey, when you did finally join as a young junior higher per se in high school, Tell me a little bit about what first sparked your interest in what you were involved with in your early years.
My early years, we did the classes, but at that time we only got, I think in seventh grade we got a quarter, so 9 weeks worth of ag class, and then eighth grade we got a full semester, and so there wasn't a ton we could do. We still got to do the contests and items like that, and I did livestock judge. That was kind of my main one because I was doing that for 4-H anyway. So I jumped back and forth across organizational lines to compete at both FFA and 4-H livestock judging. But getting more involved with the community aspects and events, so like our pie socials and those kind of things we put on during FFA week. And then as I got older, my sophomore year, I was elected our chapter president, and then I kept that through my high school career and got just more involved within the organization. So putting on the events for our chapter, I was in meets judging. I even horse judged a year, egg communications, tried out several different types of contests. And then actually my senior year, we ended up winning our state FFA livestock judging contest and went down to nationals, and we took 11th in the nation.
Yeah, wow. Well, certainly a lot of memories to be had throughout your high school FFA career. And so let's jump forward into your college years. You continued to be involved with agriculture and study agriculture. Did your FFA experiences in high school have a strong push behind why you decided to study agriculture in college, and what were you involved in?
Oh, yes, for sure. In college, I was involved heavily within the saddle and sirloin program at NDSU. And then I managed the Little Eye show. And actually my manager year, I also was kind of the head of the livestock judging contest for Little Eye. So definitely my FFA experience helped me with that role, along with other organizations. Like I was part of the Collegiate Farm Bureau group and was the president of that. And as well as judging club. So I would say FFA kind of helped spark my interest going into college, because I definitely knew I wanted to be part of a livestock/agricultural organization. And so it took what I enjoyed doing in high school and brought me into that same realm once I hit college age. So it kind of helped me grow. And I would say through my FFA experience, all the public speaking events we did, and just simply how to put on an event, the planning that goes into it, definitely helped me through my college careers, especially an event like the Little International.
Yeah, certainly. And ultimately, all those experiences led you to where you are today. You studied ag education, and now ultimately you're an FFA advisor and agricultural education instructor back in your home neck of the woods of Stanley. And so tell me a little bit about your career now, and you still get to be involved with the organization every single day.
Yeah, that is definitely the highlight of my day. They say you'll never work a day in your life when you enjoy your job, and I have to say that is me right now. I knew, and I think it was in eighth grade, I told my 1A teacher, I said, I'm going to be you when I grow up, and he kind of laughed. And I actually went off to college, and my first semester I was ag ed, and then I went into a classroom nearby Fargo and got terrified of the students because I was close to their age and like, oh goodness, how could I do this the rest of my life? And then I switched over to ag econ right away, actually, and thought I was going to be a banker. And after trying out that career for a summer, I realized that I really always found myself going back into the classroom, always offering help at FFA contests or within that realm of agriculture. I loved teaching in the classroom as I got older. And so I knew that was somewhere I needed to be and ended up double majoring in ag econ, ag education. And that was the best decision I ever made because I love seeing these students grow within our agricultural communities and seeing just their love for our industry. A lot of students don't know what we do every day. One of my final projects right now for my seniors is that they have to come up with their dream farm and just them digging into everything that goes into a farm. It's not just the feeding the animals. It's having to figure out what vaccinations you're going to give, crop rotations, all of that. And so them having to dig in and really realize how much it costs to run a farm and what the day-to-day activities really consist of. It's not all the glory that we get to see from the outside. And they've really enjoyed seeing that and digging in further into what we as agriculturalists do every single day.
Bailey, tell me a little bit more about your FFA chapter that were on that subject and your students. Since you started teaching there, how is it growing and what hopes and goals do you have for the future for the FFA chapter?
These students have just shown me so much excitement about the organization. It's fun seeing them wear their FFA shirts through the hallways or just asking you questions about, hey, how can I become an officer in the following year? Or just getting more involved and more excited to do things within this organization. I hope to see my students grow and maybe go out a little further from their comfort zones and try a contest they never thought they'd be able to do, or succeed on a project that maybe they had no interest in a career in farming or an agriculturally related career. But then after taking my class, maybe it sparks an interest where they are interested in doing something like that, or maybe they wanted to be a doctor or something along those lines. And after taking an agriculture class, they look into veterinary or some way to stay rooted within our industry. So I think that would be a huge goal of mine, and just simply giving students the opportunity to see agriculture as a whole and not just from the outside, more of put their boots on the ground and actually see what our industry is made of.
Well, certainly, Bailey, as we wrap up the conversation here and have just a final reflection, if you had to just say one thing about how FFA has prepared you for life, what would that be?
I'd say FFA has prepared me in several ways I wouldn't even think of. Just it gives you the opportunity to meet so many people from not only your community, but from around the whole nation. I think of when I traveled to nationals for livestock judging, we stopped at so many operations and farms that we got to be in contact with so many within the agriculture community that it has helped me now prepare my students, as well as giving me the opportunity to travel and to who I am today, just teaching students about our industry.
Well, again, we've been talking with Bailey Haubaker, the agriculture instructor and FFA advisor in Stanley High School in Stanley, North Dakota. Thanks so much.